Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for that. Amen. God is awesome. Give these guys a hand. Amen. Yes, sir. We thank God for this praise team. Amen. They worshiping God and leading us into worship. We just thank God for it. Amen. As you heard about Pastor Terry, he was he was going to be here this morning, but just a little bit of heads up that Miss Brenda, as Terry has already shared about the prayer requests, but just continue to pray for them. And he's doing a lot better. He's not sick anymore, so he's doing good. The congestion and all is cleared up, so he's ready to go. Amen. But he just was with Miss Brenda this morning, and we just want to continue to pray for them and pray for her mom. Amen. And Brother Darren and others. But I want to share a word with you this morning. How many need to be encouraged? Amen. Amen. Now, that song was encouraging to me. Was it encouraging y'all? Amen. But I just want to share just for a little bit, because we have our missionaries with us here today. How many know Scott and Isabella Somerville? They're with us today. And so they're going to be coming in just a little bit, but I just want to give you a word of encouragement this morning. Go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Got it yet? If you got it, say amen. If not, say hold on. I didn't hear no hold ons. Okay. All right. I want to begin reading at verse 10. But the whole chapter that Paul is sharing here with the book in the book of Philippians is very rich and very important, because you know it gives you a mindset. And how many know that mindset means a lot? You know, and you got to understand something about mindsets, because it can determine whether you come out or you stay in. Amen. Amen. But let's look at verse 10. He says, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lack opportunity." Verse 11. "Not that I speak for want." Now, what Paul is saying here, he's encouraging the church at Philippians, that they were concerned about his well-being, you know, giving to him and supporting him. And Paul began to encourage him. He said, "But I'm not speaking for want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. Notice what he said. The qualifying word here is learned. I have learned. Ask your neighbor, have you learned yet? Have you learned anything? Have you learned anything? Because notice what he said. I don't speak for want, for I have learned to be content. And I wrote down a word here that the word content is you know, contrary to the popular opinion, does not mean being satisfied, just satisfied, but satisfied in the person. See, I could be satisfied and not be satisfied in a person. I can be satisfied within myself. But Paul is not talking about himself. Because what he's saying is that I've learned to be content in whatever circumstance I am. I know how to get along with humble means. And I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry. Notice he said, I've learned the secret. Say, we have to learn the secret. What is the secret here? Yes. The secret is learn how to be content. Learn how to rest. I like what Pastor Terry Wilson was saying this morning in Sunday school when he was saying, we can rest. We need to be content for who we are in Christ. See, God has given every one of us an ability to overcome anything that this world bring to us. You said, how do you know that, preacher? 1 John said, whatsoever is born of God overcome this world. And we talked a little bit last week about the world. What's the world? It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. See, the pride of life. I can do this on my own. How many know that's pride? We can't do it on our own. Okay? But we can overcome these things. And Paul said, I have learned. See, it's one thing to go through something and not learn, but it's another thing to go through something and learn. Because see, whether you realize it or not, Jesus said this. He said, I give you peace, but in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we're in a fallen world that's corrupt, and because we have fleshly bodies, how many know we're going to feel some of the effect that the world feels, but we have an answer to what's going on. We have a hope. Amen. That when the world don't seem to have a hope, we have a hope. We have an anchor of the soul. Our hope is in who? Jesus Christ. And when Jesus said that in the world you're going to have, what he was really saying, you're going to have some difficult times, but be of good cheer. Start pitching some parties. Have a good time. Enjoy this. You know why? Because I have overcome. And the overcomer is in us. Amen? So what Paul is saying is, I have learned going through some things, going through tribulation, going through disappointments, going through setbacks, going through those times that they were wanting to take my life. How many know Paul's life was threatened many a times? I mean, he was beaten one time to where they didn't even know if he was going to make it or not. Thrown in jail. I mean, the man has some joy going on, because when he was in jail, how many know he didn't go singing them sad songs? There was a shaking going on. And it wasn't Evelyn's either. Amen. It was the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when Paul went through, he didn't just give up. He didn't just quit, but he relied on that inner peace. That inner spirit. See, how many know that we're going to experience some things? And that experience is not to take us out. That experience is to push us to God. So when we go through things and God shows up, how many know we have experienced God? See, don't look at your trials. Don't look at the things that are going on around us as bad things. We got to learn how to be content. How to be satisfied in Christ. See, we're not stopping. Don't just say, well, I'm going through. I'm going to sit down and, you know, and just grumble. No, we don't need to just sit down. We got to keep moving, knowing that Christ is working something in us and working something out of us. Okay? Now, listen to what he says here. He says, and I know how to get along with humble means. In other words, I know how to depend on God. I mean, you know, humble, when we're humble, we are dependent on something that's greater than we are. And we're dependent on God. What Paul was saying is, I know how to humble my, I know how to get along with humble means. I know how to depend on God. I've learned that when I go through, I don't need to grumble and complain. I've learned that I need to look to Jesus. And the Bible said, looking unto who? Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Okay? I've learned when I don't have a lot. I've learned even in my prosperity, I know how to be content. See, things don't define us, Christ does. But when we think things confine us, that's why we become discouraged, because we think things is going to fulfill what only God can. And this is a problem with sinners. You know, we'll try everything under the moon, I mean the sky, to try to fulfill that void. And I'm here to tell you today, there is nothing in this world that can fill that void except Jesus Christ. Amen. Only Him. He's the only one can fill that void. Why? Because we came from God. And Paul is saying, I have learned how to be content in prosperity. In any and every circumstance. Notice that, in any and every circumstance. What do every circumstance mean? All of it. I have learned to be content. When I don't have money in my pocket, I'm still content with God. When I got money in my pocket, I'm still content with God. When it don't seem like nobody understand me, I'm still content with God, because those days will come, trust me, that you'll feel all alone. You'll feel like no one cares, but guess what? He cares for you. Amen. And where our confidence can't just be in man. We got brothers and sisters, yeah, that we have and we love them, but how many know there's going to come a time that it's going to be just you and God, and you got to be content. You got to believe God that his word is true, because he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Those are the times we got to dig in and say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. See, but we like the latter end of this, but really the latter end of this, it's not, you can't compare the latter end until you understand what we just read. Okay? Watch this. In every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need. I have learned all these things. Now, this is a verse, we love the quote. I can do all things. I can do all things through him who loved me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. See, and what Paul was really saying, now you back up and read that, what is Paul saying? All these things, these previous things I just told you, I can do all of them through Christ. See, his boastful wasn't in his own strength. His boastfulness is in Christ who strengthens him. And let me tell you something. Let me go to Isaiah 41 and verse 10. I'm going to share this with you. Okay? Already got it marked in mine, so I'm going to beat you to it, okay? All right. 41 and verse 10, okay? It says, this is God encouraging Israel, okay? And he comes down to the writing of this in verse 10. He says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious looking about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. One scripture says, don't be dismayed or be distressed or anxious. Okay? Sometimes we look around and all the things that are going on, we can't let fear grip us. Why? Because God said, I am with you. Five things he said. He said, he is with us. We don't have to be anxious because he's with us. Okay? He is our God. Okay? Amen. Third, he will strengthen us. The Bible said he gives what? Strength to those that are weak. All right? And four, he says, he will help us. Do you know that's a promise? But I want to tell you something. God has already given you a helper. See, this is part of the covenant of Israel that God is encouraging them. But for us, how many know he's given us a helper called the Holy Spirit? He said, I will give you a helper. What is the helper for? To help us through, to navigate through this world, through our trials, through our temptation, through whatever we're confronted with. He's there to help us. But many a times, how many know when you get hard enough, sometimes you got to shake yourself and remind yourself, hey, I got something on the inside that's greater than this in this world. See, we got to understand something. We got to make it personal. How many know we have a personal relationship with Almighty God? And we got to begin to understand that, yes, we have these earthly vessels, but how many know there is something greater on the inside of us that would enable us to overcome these trials that we're faced with? And this is what Paul is saying. I've learned to be content. I've learned the secret of this. I've learned that this stuff will not take you out. It's going to make you better instead of bitter. It's going to cause Christ's likeness to be formed in you. Well, how in the world that's going to make me Christ-like? Because you're going to have to deny the flesh. The Bible said this is his purpose, that we be conformed into the image of his Son. And God is so gracious that he left us in this old corrupt world to manifest himself through us, that we would reflect him to the world, that they will see the glory of God on his children. And they begin to say, man, I want some of that. How in the world did you overcome that? It was God. See? And what Paul is saying, see, we got to understand, we're going to experience some things. But our experience is not going to separate us from God. Paul said, what can separate us from the love of Christ? If God be for you, who can be against you? Say, we got to begin to change our mindset and begin to think like what the words say we are. And what Paul has said, I've learned the secret of these things, okay? I've learned these things. I've learned that he said, I'm with you, John. I will never leave you, John. Say, and guess what? In reality, I'm never alone because he's with me. Now, do I need people? Yes. I'm not that. Yes, we need each other. But think about it. You are never alone. And when you begin to think that way, when you go through, guess what? You're going to look within instead of looking without. God, you said you wouldn't leave me. You said you was with me. I remember Paul said he learned how to be content. I want to be content, Father. Amen. And I don't care what you're going through, God is able to keep you. God is able to comfort you. See, and when we begin to remind God, God, your word said that you would give me a helper. I want the Holy Spirit to help me right now. I need help now, Lord. I don't need to go through a prayer line. I don't need to be late. I need some help now. Guess what? He's a now God. Amen. Now faith. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. He's a now God. Quit putting him over there somewhere out in the clouds. He's within us. And I know society don't, well, you know, if God was in you, you wouldn't be going through this. That's why I'm going through it, because God is in me. He's getting ready to show himself big in me. See, we got to change our mindset. Just because we go through some things, don't give up on God, because God will never give up on you. Amen? Amen. God bless you. You say, man, how come you can't preach that short all the time? Short and to the point. Move on, John. No. How many know we want to be conscious of time? And we want to give Scott and Isabel enough time to share with the church, okay? And at this time, we're going to ask them to come, and they're going to share with us. Let's see, what, is they still here? Scott, okay, there we are.
Good morning. My name is Scott Somerville. This is my wife, Isabel, and Isabel's going to introduce us.
Well, we have a two-year-old daughter in the nursery, and we have another little girl coming in March. So we're a family of four. And we're just so happy to be here with you guys. And well, before we say anything, we just want to say thank you for sending us out, and thank you for being our church family. We are so blessed to be sent by you guys and to be a part of this family. Thank you for all the amazing ways that you support our family and our mission. You are a part, a very big part of what is happening in Michoacán, Mexico, by sending us out. Everything that we do, you guys are there with us. And every challenge that we face, we know we're not alone. Thank you for your prayers and every way that you support our family and our mission. So just a very quick story. About 10 or 11 years ago, before I met Scott, I went on my first missions trip, and I moved to India for about a year. And I had very little understanding of what missionary work was. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just knew that Jesus was saying, go, 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 and I went. And there was this one day that I was having a really hard time, and I went to see one of my friends, and I said, what am I doing here? This is so hard. And she said, we go to places like this because there is no worship. There are so many places around the world where there is no worship to Jesus, and his name deserves to be worshiped and lifted high and praised all over the world. And that's why we go. And the truth is that those places where there is no worship, maybe in the other side of the world, down in the mountains of Mexico where Scott and I live, and also in your same neighborhood. And that's why we go, so they know about Jesus, and they know that he is the Lord, and his name can be worshiped and praised. So in my own personal experience in missions, I know that God doesn't only call the ones that are, famous, or the ones that have received the best training and the ones that have the best credentials and the ones that are the most qualified to go. The truth is that God sends out the ones that are willing to obey and are willing to say yes. And most of the times he sends the ones who are the faceless and nameless, just those brave ones that will say, yes, Jesus, I'll go. And missionary work is not about being a superstar and changing the world. It's about being obedient to Jesus, following his voice and saying yes to him. And that obedience is what changes the world for his glory. We're about to see a video that Scott made. And you might see a lot of people in the pictures that do not look Mexican indigenous. That is because we are part of Youth with a Mission, and they send teams to us. So if you see people that look American, European, those are short-termers, young missionaries that have visited us over the last past months. Also, you'll see our dad visiting us. Last year, he was preaching at the church in Capacuaro, the Purépecha village where we serve. And just one more thing, if anyone would like to be added to our newsletters, we send out a monthly newsletter at the end of every month. So if you would like to receive that in your email, you can come to me before you leave today so I can add your name. We also have a private Facebook page, a private Instagram page, where we post weekly updates of real life, real moments in the Purépecha villages where we serve. So if you want to be connected through social media or through our newsletters, please come to me before you leave today.
Let's hear it for Isabel. Woo! Isabel is a very brave woman, and I'm very privileged to call her my wife and my partner in crime. We don't do any crime. Okay, we're going to queue up the video. It's 10 minutes long. We're going to watch this video.
Hey, everyone. I'm Scott Somerville. This is my wife, Isabel, and our baby, Amelia. We are missionaries with YWAM Morelia, Mexico, and in 2019, when we did our DTS, we started right away working full-time with the Purépecha people group of Michoacán, Mexico. Purépechas live in four regions of Michoacán, and we live and work in the western highland region, which is very mountainous and rainy. We first arrived to the town of Capacuaro, a Purépecha town of about 15,000 people. We started working with a small Christian evangelical church, and we were invited to become full-time members. The gospel arrived to Capacuaro about 35 years ago, so there's still some persecution and mistreatment to Christians. It's been a great place for our family to serve. Scott preaches twice a month, and Isabel teaches children's church twice a month. On Mondays, we meet together as a church leadership team to pray and dream together. We're in the process of building a ministry center on a piece of land where the church will be activated to serve the community outside the four walls of church. The land was bought 15 years ago, but in 2021, God told us to start building this multiple ministry center. There will be a gym, church building, soup kitchen ministry, multiple trade school ministry, housing for staff, a recording studio for translation projects. We believe God wants to do a lot of powerful things in His kingdom here at this property. So in 2021, in July, we took a step of faith, pulled some resources together, and started grading the land. Security is a must, so we fenced in the 2.5-acre property. We brought water, and we're in the process of bringing electricity out to the property. On January 7th, 2022, we laid the first stone of the new church building. And here you can see the construction going up of the foundations. This is the current progress of the church construction. Our construction budget for the ministry center is over $500,000. It's a massive project. But the Holy Spirit is leading the Capacuaro Church, and we believe that He will use this church as a beacon for their entire people group. So it's been a lot of fun out of the property, swinging machetes and digging trenches out in the sun. But when we're not out at the property, we're visiting local believers in their homes, building relationships, eating good food, learning about their culture and their language. We have opportunities to encourage them to go deeper in their relationships with Christ. It's a blast. On Thursdays, Isabel's helping to lead a women's group with the pastor's wife, Vero. And together, they're seeing a lot of spiritual growth as women go deeper in Christ. On Saturdays, Isabel and I participate in a local soup kitchen ministry started by the church in Capacuaro in 2012, where kids eat a meal and learn about Jesus. Also happening on Saturday, we help to run an archery club ministry. This ministry was started in 2019, where we hoped to involve youth and children in the community in a healthy sport where we could also teach values and Christian character. In the beginning, we only had PVC pipe bows that we made ourselves, but kids and youth started coming. And in 2021, our team of five local instructors were able to become certified as official archery instructors through a U.S.-based ministry called CenterShot. I'll talk more about CenterShot later, but in September of 2021, we participated in the Michoacán State Championship in archery, and we won first and second place in our category. One of the coolest things about this ministry so far for me has been the opportunity to grow in Christ with other local church believers as we serve the community. So more about CenterShot Ministries. They helped get us donated equipment that helps us run a real archery club ministry. This is such a powerful ministry tool. In this photo, we were able to serve four Purépecha churches and a youth rally. Another ministry we helped to start and currently participate in is a Bible resource translation ministry. Our indigenous staff of four are currently working unofficially with The Bible Project, a nonprofit animation studio that helped people understand how the Bible is one story that leads to Jesus. Bible Project sends us a transcript in Spanish, which we then translate into Purépecha, and then once we record it, we place it on top of the video. We're just beginning to uncover the true potential for this ministry. Check out this recorded example of our work. It's such a cool ministry, and translation work is still very much needed among the Purépecha people group. We also have been able to participate with Faith Comes by Hearing and Render Software in an oral Bible translation for one of Purépecha's local dialects. So, as you can see, there's a lot of work to be done here among the Purépechas, and we've certainly been keeping busy. God has been with us every step of the way. He's been generous to us. He's been so good. We eat well. This is a soup called churipo, and these are called corundas, which are like tamales. This time among the Purépechas has changed our family's lives. We know another culture and another language. God has given us true friends. To live here in Michoacán has also been very difficult, with some very difficult challenges. There are organized crime syndicates that control a lot of the details of ordinary life here in Michoacán. Living here is actually very dangerous. And occasionally the State Department of the U.S. rates Michoacán at a level 4, which is the same rating they also give to Afghanistan and Syria. Our family has witnessed the aftermath of bloody turf wars where bodies are lying on the ground. There are military checkpoints on our daily drive up to the villages. Carjackings are very common, and so there's real risk of living here. It's been very stressful occasionally for our family, and at times we've had to look for trauma counseling. One of the biggest lessons God has taught me on this subject has been that sometimes the most valuable treasure is hidden in the hardest places to get. Also, God has reminded our family that every sacrifice out of love for God will yield a reward. There's also really good news, and that is that the kingdom of darkness is falling apart, and God is establishing His kingdom in the mountains of Michoacán. We live in an incredible place where every week we're hearing firsthand or secondhand of miracles happening. God is alive and at work. So this testimony is about the archery club ministry. In 2021, we needed to have a roofed space under which to run the archery club. Because of the rains, it rains about 5 months straight. So we needed a roof and we didn't have one, so we went to the village meeting lodge, which is a roofed sports auditorium, and we went and we asked the village chief if we could hold our archery club ministry there once a week. And surprisingly, he said yes. And this is a pretty big deal because no other Christian ministry had ever been run in the village meeting lodge before. So we started running the archery club there, and everything was working super well until the village chief was assassinated in September of 2021. This was the result of a spike in a cartel turf war that brought a bunch of turbulence and violence. It was a scary time, and we had to hold off the archery club ministry for a couple of months. But then a new village chief was appointed, but we knew we had to renegotiate the terms of using the village meeting lodge. So we went to the new chief and we asked him the same question, and surprisingly, he said yes. So we're back at the village meeting lodge and we're practicing archery, but not only that. We've also had the opportunity to receive two medical outreach teams that have brought medicine, medical examinations, and even a chance to evangelize. So here we are. God has proven to us that He knows what He's doing, and even when things seem lost, He has a plan, and that plan is always better and bigger than we could have ever imagined. Please pray for us and pray for the Purépecha believers as they grow in their obedience to Christ, for what God is doing in them and through them as they serve in their communities. pray about and consider supporting the construction of the Multiple Ministry Center. Also, please consider supporting some of the running ministry costs that we have. Donations are tax deductible and can be made on our online giving page. If you want to participate in the construction projects here on site, consider coming down for a season or on a short-term missions trip. Thank you so much for watching this video, for praying, for considering partnering with us. God bless you. God bless your ministries where you are, in Jesus' name.
Who needs a tissue? Wow. I got excited watching that video, and I can't believe that I get to be a part of that and our family gets to be a part of that. It really is a privilege. So I want to talk to you about this year's plans. We're having a baby in March, and yeah, praise God. Her name is Olivia McKenna. Olivia means peace, and McKenna is Scottish for the daughter of the handsome one. So Olivia is arriving in March, and so we will be returning on Thursday. This Thursday, we're going to be on a flight back to Michoacan. And January and February, we're going to be working really hard preparing for a small leave from the field of about a month and a half. We'll be staying with Isabel's parents. They live about 8 hours away from Michoacan. So before we leave, we're doing a lot of preparation for our ministry teams in the village. So on the ministry site, Father's Vineyard actually helped us in 2021 with a large, well, a donation that helped us put the fence around. And so for January and February, our goal is to build a room, a concrete and brick room, where we can have somebody serving as a watch person, a watchman, providing security. Because this year, we want to do more at the property. We want to bring all the ministries full-time out at the property, like church services and things. Right now, it's just kind of an open field. We don't have a roof out there. So that's kind of our goal for January and February, is to fundraise and build a little room that we can install somebody out there who would just provide security so weekly ministry can happen out at the property. So this is where I want to take a pause and say, Isabel and I really, we don't know everything. And it's easy to prepare a presentation and say, this is what we're doing out there. This is what is needed. This is what we're doing. And it's, you know, as we present, it's easy for us to say, this is what we're doing. But we really want to pause right now, and I want to take a couple minutes just to hear from the Holy Spirit. And I want to open the mic to anyone who is responding, anyone who wants to respond to the Holy Spirit, because we don't know if a green light for this building project in this month is actually a good thing. It could be disastrous. The one who knows is God. And who here hears God? Who hears God's voice? So I really want to just ask for my family's help, my church family here. A lot of Isabel and I, we make a lot of decisions all the time, and we're counting on the Holy Spirit to guide us. And this is kind of a new challenge with benefits, but also risks. So we just want to invite you guys to participate. Let's listen to the Holy Spirit, and I'll leave the mic up here. And anyone who wants to share something from the Holy Spirit or a Bible verse, we are looking for direction from God right now. And I think it's an important time, and we want to make sure that we're hearing from him. So let's take 2 minutes, and then anyone who wants to come share, share.
I think what Scott and Isabel are presenting this morning is extremely important. I think especially important that Scott has given us an opportunity to come together by the Holy Spirit and seek his counsel, his guidance. This doesn't happen every day. I think we need to rejoice in that, that we have someone here who's willing to take that challenge of putting himself before us and saying, I need your help to move with me in the presence of the Holy Spirit and by his guidance this morning to receive counsel and wisdom from him. So let's pray together, okay? Right now, let's commit to prayer. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, to manifest himself and give his wisdom and guidance. Father, we love you. We thank you for this couple, for the heritage they have. We thank you for Scott's family. We thank you for Isabel's family. We know there's been decades of preparation to get them to the place they are currently. Father, I thank you for their humility before you. Thank you for their willingness to present their weaknesses to you, their needs to you, and Lord God, their desire to hear from you before they make a move in whatever direction you have planned for them. And so as a congregation, Lord God, we come to you now asking through the name of Jesus, through the authority of Jesus Christ and his power to manifest as you desire among the people this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
I'm going to give an example, if that's okay. Once upon a time, God gave me a word to tell somebody to think bigger and to expand their what they were going into. And it has had such great success that I've watched. And can I give your name? It was the Wilsons. Because he was thinking small, and God said, think bigger. And I heard, and the reason I've done that first is because by the word of your testimony. But I heard just as clear as day, expand your tents. Expand your tents. Don't think small. What God's fixing to do, you already know. You already felt that it's going to be big. You already know. You just wanted somebody else to say yes. And what I say right now is yes and amen, because all I can hear it is continuous. Expand. Expand your tent stakes, because they're going to come from the east. They're going to come from the north. They're going to come from the west, and they're going to come from the south. And you say, well, God knows my need, but he also owns the cows. Oh, he owns the fields that you're sitting on, and he can provide the funds. And I believe that he is going to open the hearts and the minds of the people to provide the funds so that you're not questioning, is that my next step?
I don't know why in the world I came up here. All I know is that I feel the Lord telling me, Lorraine, you know, to do something. And for the last year or so, I've been living with my children, and he has provided for me in ways that I know that you wouldn't believe. And I just feel that little is much when God is in it. And I feel like whatever I can give will be multiplied, you know. And that's the way I feel, and I'm so touched with this. And when I, if they let me go back to Georgia, where I'm from, I've been visiting North Carolina and in New York and Florida, and I live in Georgia, so I'm just, my heart will be here with you wherever I am, and I will tithe to this ministry as well. And I just thank the Lord for you all and how you've opened your hearts for me. I feel your hearts. I just know that you love me even though you don't know me. And I love you, and I just thank you for hearing me. My name's Lorraine.
Hi there. Sorry about my strange accent. I just felt God's comfort for the pair of you and your ministry. I felt the Holy Spirit tell me that it's okay for you to enjoy your new addition to your family. I feel like God's making space for you. And no matter what you decide, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me that he's going to be covering you. God is really with you. And I just feel like God's favor is over you. So I really strongly felt him say, comfort them. Tell them not to worry. I wasn't emotional a second ago. But his heart is strongly for you. And don't worry. Just do what you feel is right. He's given you wisdom and insight. And be confident he's with you.
That is the first of it. He said, put your footwork behind there.
All right. Thank you. Wow, my heart is so full. But I might understand better than a lot of people kind of what he's going through because I've been there. And I just want to say what he's talking about, having someone live there on that property. You know, I've been there. And developed a whole project like this. And here in North Carolina, you might not really get that. But it is essential to have someone there full time who's probably got a big dog, you know, and is there and keeping an eye on things. Because if you don't, it will walk away. So, but this isn't a big deal. What it would take for you or me to have a comfortable place to live and be there, it ain't that. It's just a little cinder block building with a roof on it, and somebody's going to be perfectly happy to live there. So that, I appreciate that word about thinking big. And I mean, that's a little thing that he's asking. Guys, we could go a lot bigger than that. But the second thing that the Lord just put on my heart is that picture. He took a long time with a picture up front with those dark rain clouds. Do you remember how long the rainy season lasts down there? 5 months. Now, we live in North Carolina. The rain comes, the rain goes. I've lived down there, and I've been through 5 months of rain. All right, when we drove in this morning, the windshield wipers were wiping. I just want you to look up over your head right now and just imagine that we're here in a room like this without a roof on it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, remember how important that was to just the archery club? What if we were trying to meet every Sunday and you got the walls, but you don't have a roof? I mean, if they just had a roof, It's not asking a lot. I mean, this is going to be a good-sized roof because it's a good-sized church. But I wonder if the Lord's challenged us to stretch just a little bit, go farther than just a roof on a little hut for a caretaker, a guardian to stay in. But what about all those other guys that need a roof over their head just to meet in a dry place on a Sunday? Just maybe the Lord's pushing us to stretch a little bit farther.
I did hear this, that everybody in here have no idea of what goes through these two with a family and everything there. And I try to vision it sometimes. But you know what the Lord told me? Everybody in here could give a dollar, a $2, a $5, a $10 toward this ministry right now. Give, and it shall be given unto you. If you won't give to this ministry, you won't give to no ministry.
Hopefully you can understand my southern accent. I felt very led. My heart is pounding out of my chest to tell you Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And so I am sure that God, who begins this good work in you, He's going to carry it through, and He's going to finish it on the day of Christ Jesus. You're on the right track, and He wants me to tell you He loves you both, and He's proud of you. And He's going to finish this work that you're doing.
I just opened up the scripture from today, which is very fitting. And I just wanted to read it to you, I don't know if Pastor John read this part or not, but it was continuing. It's Isaiah 41, 10. It's a little long. Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you.
After 33 years, I know what it's like for God to tell you something and you need to do it. And need the money to do it with. So I feel like God's saying, help these people. We appreciate Ed and this family. They've hung in there for years. And I think it's so great when it moves from a father right over down to the son. And what's happening. And we love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name.
I just flipped open my Bible when it comes to Isaiah chapter 5. Now I will sing to my beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. He fenced it, and it gathered out the stones thereof, and he planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a vineyard press, a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes.
Such a blessing to see God move through family And just to see how big God is, and to see all the people that you are able to reach and share the gospel. And I just really want to share with you to not run ahead of God, but to wait on God, because he will provide everything you need, and to operate from an abundance of, and not having to stress about how it's going to come, because it's going to come because it's his. And he's going to see every bit of it, not just this one little roof, but every bit of it, because it's his. And we've seen God do it, and he's a man of his word. I just want to encourage you to take the time to really enjoy the time together as a family, because the Bible says don't go weary in well-doing, and ministry starts at home, and to enjoy the time that God sets aside in that season and really cherish it.
So some of you may not know, probably most of you don't know, but I'm actually the church liaison to Scott and Isabel. I stay in contact with them every week. They're over there. And I can tell you they've been through some difficult times. The cartels do not make life easy sometimes. There's turf wars, like he was saying, and they've had to shut down ministry at times because stay at home is the safest thing to do. And I will tell you that Scott's handled it like a champ, so has Isabel, raising a kid in the midst of all that. I've seen their ups and downs. And it's not an easy life. It really isn't. I can't relate. I've been on a mission trip to Mexico where basically we went to a village. The walls were like three walls shacks with 10 walls. It was terrible. But what they're doing is pioneering. They are pioneering. Some people laid the seeds years before, but they are pioneering. And pioneering takes a lot of work. Pat's pioneering. And you're going to draw criticism, probably mostly from the religious people, to be honest, if you're pioneering. It's not the unbelievers. So I would encourage you to support this ministry. It is a good ministry. It's bearing a lot of fruit. I may be hearing about it secondhand. But I hear about it, and they're sending me videos, and he's telling me what's going on, and it's a good ministry. And I would reiterate, don't think small. Psalm 78:41 says that Israel pained or limited God in the wilderness because of their small thinking. And on that note, small-minded Christians may cross the Red Sea, but they don't make it across the Jordan. They won't make it. They don't want to go through the consecration. They don't want to go through the trials, the tribulations. They don't have the heart to persevere. So don't limit God while you the way you think. Don't limit him. God's sending you people. 78:41. And as far as giving goes, Romans 14:23 says, "In whatsoever you do in faith." So give in faith. And I just want to share a scripture here if my phone will go up right. In 2 Corinthians 9 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing." So your seed is being multiplied for sowing. So when you give to this ministry, believe your seed's going to go further than what you're giving. He's going to multiply that seed for kingdom purposes. It's going to be bountiful. And I'm telling you, souls are being saved. Lives are being changed. This is a good ministry. If you feel a tug on your heart, sow. You don't have to sow a lot. I think that room is it $10,000? About $10,000 to build that room that y'all are talking about, Scott? Yeah, so we can do $10,000. We can do it here. Bless y'all.
I wasn't going to come up here. I was just sitting over there, and God got in my business. I'm sitting there, and for you too, I saw the heavens, and Jesus is riding this a war horse, and he said there will be a sweeping away. We need to pray for your ministries. I really see that. We need to pray for the cartels, because God is about ready to sweep it away. How can I say it? He's tired of their mess. And he's about ready to come in. I mean, this is a big war horse. I mean, and he's angry. And there is a legion of angels with him, and they're about ready to sweep into that whole place and sweep it clean. See, we pray for you, but see, I ain't worried about y'all, because you're with God. I'm concerned about them over there who are on the outside, not with God, and he's about ready to come. And so we need to pray for them, that their hearts will become open and that they will turn to God, because he's coming to sweep all that kind of stuff away.
Maybe you want to hear again the name of the ministry that Scott and Isabel are a part of. Is called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And you know, Scott is my little brother, so he's always going to be a youth to me. Now I look at him and he is mighty in God. And so is Isabel. I taught her in her English class in middle school. And for us adults, that's really an awesome privilege to watch youth with a mission. And for us youth, you know who you are. I'm looking at you. Prepare yourselves. Let's together, youth, get excited for what God is going to do through our participation, youth, in Scott and Isabel's ministry. In our ministry, together with them, they've invited us, and so we are going to take the invitation. Amen.
I say that I'm a lot of water, and I say I'm out the long, long ago, and then I say the two ginger. The every 30 my hand, the 30 my hand, and then my other one hand, every say. And we say, and we three a Bible, y'all hold my hand. And then I said, oh my God, I say that Jesus did touch my heart. And then, after that, I am a crumb my eye about your 5 minutes. And then I remember open that ginger door. And then I remember fall. Hell, and then Jesus told me, I said, the truth and free, y'all always, that everybody love me. I said, Jesus, I know my good news, Jesus. You, my friend, the number one, always. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We just want to thank everyone that participated. And
can I say one thing?
Sure.
Sorry. Guys, thank you for responding. It could have gone either way, and I am confident that what God has shared in a family, it's what he wants to do. And when if God would have said, don't wait, wait, that would have been the best option. And I just want to thank everyone who took out of their wallet and gave in sacrificial giving. That is really beautiful to God, and it's something you can enjoy because it really is, it's costing you something. And faith that costs you something just produces this great joy. And so thank you. Thank you for giving. This will get converted. We'll put it into a ministry folder to where we can use it on the ministry site. And I just want to explain a little bit what happens when you give $20 in this church. We'll put it in the account. We'll go down to Mexico. We'll go to a bank and pull out Mexican pesos. So at the bank, please pray that God protects this $20, because several times at the bank there's a police officer who is corrupt, and he has a radio, and he looks at who withdraws money. And then he radios another corrupt officer on the road. So when I leave the bank, I've had some officers following me who are trying to rob me. So this is one step, is getting it out of your pocket in sacrificial giving. Please pray that your gift gets all the way out of the bank in Mexican pesos, and then we have to drive it up through, roadblocks and military checkpoints. And so it goes through several obstacles to get into the right hand. So just wanted to explain that and also ask for your prayers. What you did was a beautiful part, and pray for the other parts, that it would get all the way into the hands of the person receiving it. We still don't have a brick mason, so this is something God is going to have to provide. You can pray for a brick mason who will receive the pesos from this gift and put in work hours. But this is really encouraging, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Praise God.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. Again, we just want to reinstate what Brother Scott just said. We want to thank you for just being obedient, just stepping out, doing it. And we'll make sure that this get to them, and we'll definitely be praying that it reach its destination. But we want to pray over you guys, if it's okay. We're going to ask our elders, if we still have some elders that are here, if our elders would come around, and we just want to pray for you. And if you and your wife would come, we want to present something to you guys. Okay. We want to present this to you, for your two babies, and the one that's on the way. And we're going to ask Brother Lee if you would just lead us in prayer.
Father, we count it an honor. We count it a privilege to stand in agreement with Scott and Isabel. We thank you, Father, for the multiplication that we can't even understand, Father God, that it doesn't just reach those that we can see, but it goes beyond to where we can't, because that's where you are. Father, we, in Jesus' name, ask that you set your ministering angels round about Scott and Isabel, and around about their ministry, around about those who are contributing to the ministry, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for surrounding and protecting the funds, Father God, from start to finish, from A to B, Father God, that it will not be touched except by those, Father God, who you appoint. And Lord, I thank you that wherever they put their feet, Father God, that is the ground that you trod on. Lord, we look forward with much anticipation to hearing the stories of the salvations, of the deliverances, Father God, of the freedoms. And I thank you, Lord, for setting apart, Father God, their team of worship, Father God, that goes before them in warfare. We ask that you bless them, protect them, keep them. And Lord, we ask that you remind us to continue to lift them up before you. We love you. We love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And those are the blankets from the I forget what the day.
Threads of Hope.
I couldn't think of that. And that's from that ministry from Father's Vineyard Church. I was going to present that to you guys.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. All right.
All right. So we want to thank everyone that gave. If you would like to give and didn't have a chance to, you're more than free to. You're welcome to come up and just drop your offering in. But we just want to thank you so much for your obedience. Thank you for blessing Scott and Isabel and their family. And we're going to continue to pray for them. But let's just pray, and we're going to dismiss at this time. If you would stand, please. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for what has taken place. And Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing through your people. And God, as we depart this place, but never your presence, watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.